Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It has been a disastrous week for this White House, and now a new report that has come out showing that the Biden administration actually stranded more than 800 Americans in Afghanistan when we pulled out of that country. This on top of the fact that now the media is trying to claim that there is no bias in the FBI because the FBI and the DOJ are, quote, investigating Hunter Biden. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with the raid on Donald Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago. Even NBC News bringing out Peter Strzok, the same scumbag that had the text messages between him and his lover, Lisa Page, talking about how they were going to stop Donald Trump from becoming the president. And then after he became the president, they were going to get rid of him. What did he have to say on MSNBC? He said, well, Trump should be, quote, held accountable for holding classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, saying, there is no man above the law. Well, wouldn't it be nice if they would have applied that to you and the scumbag tactics you were using at the FBI? And then there's also this other narrative that if you question the FBI, you are a domestic terrorist. Now, I'm going to keep talking about this because it is a very important point. Democrats used to use, during the entire time that Barack Obama was president and even after Donald Trump became president, the old tactic of, hey, you disagree or you attack or criticize a liberal Democrat, you are a racist, you are a bigot, right? And then if it had anything to do with someone that's gay or lesbian, then they would say you're anti-gay, lesbian, LGBTQIA, ... But at some point, screaming you're a racist all the time, well, it just kind of turned into white noise. No one was paying attention to that anymore, and people kind of rolled their eyes because they overused it. And the sad part is when there's actual racists that need to be called out, now when you scream racist, no one listens. So the Democrats needed something new, and their new thing is to tell you that you're a terrorist. But before I get to that, I want to tell you about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. If you've been looking at your financial portfolio and what's happening on Wall Street and you're terrified to open that envelope that comes in the mail with your financial statement, it is time for you to call Legacy Precious Metals and make sure that you're diversified. You've been seeing what the market's doing. It's insane. Up 1,000 points, down 1,000 points, down 800, down another 1,000, down another 500. It is brutal what's happening in our economy right now. And that is exactly why many are investing in gold and silver. Now, I've been doing this now for, when I say literally decades. Why? Because when there's a really bad day on Wall Street, I know I'm diversified. When we see the trends that are happening right now, I know that I am diversified. So I don't have to worry because I have a financial portfolio that is not all eggs in one basket with Wall Street. If you've never looked at precious metals, call Legacy right now and get their free investor's guide. Their number, 866-473-6204. That's 866-473-6204. There's a reason why Newt Gingrich, Trish Regan, Larry Kudlow, and many others, just like myself, trust Legacy Precious Metals. Go online to legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Now, the parents that showed up at those school board meetings, as I mentioned before, were declared domestic terrorists by the Department of Justice and investigated by the FBI. This is the new thing, right? They disagree with you or you disagree with them, and they immediately point at you and say, you're a domestic terrorist. They're also now going back to the race car by claiming it's a bunch of white domestic terrorists that support Donald Trump. But there is another problem for the Democrats. As I mentioned at the beginning, this is a terrible week for the Biden administration. The Hunter Biden story still isn't going away. And Democrats are realizing going into the midterms just what a drag on the entire ticket Joe Biden has become. And are they about to get rid of Joe Biden by attacking Hunter Biden and James Biden? CNN actually asked a question this weekend about Hunter Biden, and listen to this.
What about Hunter? Hunter under federal investigation, charges could be coming at any time. This is not just a right-wing media story. This is a real problem for the Bidens. Mm-hmm. Could he decide not to run for re-election given his son?
There's the shot across the bow. Could he decide not to run, right? There it is. Then you had Senator Chuck Grassley saying it's absurd that they were starting a Trump investigation, and stopping the Hunter Biden investigation is just another example of the political bias that the DOJ and the FBI have against Republicans. He said this on Fox and Friends.
Our Senator Chuck Grassley, the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, is joining us now. Senator, up for re-election. Senator, first off, when you look at this raid, the one thing I didn't think was going to happen so early was it seems like every Republican is on the same page, even Mitch McConnell, saying we need answers to why this raid took place, not sources or ideas about what they were looking for, the FBI was looking for. What questions do you have?
The people of Iowa are outraged at what's happening here, particularly the double standard between negotiating with Hillary Clinton on her servers and emails, and we know they were compromised for national security, but they negotiated with her and they raided the president. And I talked to 2 days ago to the FBI director about it, and I didn't get any satisfactory answers. And we need to have some trust in the FBI. You know how I pointed out political bias, starting a Trump investigation and stopping a Hunter Biden investigation by the special agent in charge that had political bias against Republicans. And this is just another example of that. And so the question I have is, when are they going to tell the American people exactly why they did it and what they and why they did it, raiding it, as opposed to what they did negotiating with Hillary Clinton?
Did Chris Wray know about it? Did Chris Wray tell you he knew about the raid?
Yeah, what did he say to you?
I did not get
that. He did not get that answer. So there it is. Hillary Clinton, no problem. The Bidens under investigation, nah. But Republicans, ho-ho. Now, MSNBC, they went on TV saying Merrick Garland can't be called political because they're now claiming the DOJ is investigating Hunter Biden. So therefore, you are not allowed to criticize the DOJ
and their pursuit.
Oh, Ryan, talk to me about that. The law is the law. I mean, the Justice Department has said that we're not going to treat anybody more favorably than somebody else. We're also not going to go after political prosecutions. I know the Republicans are saying that, but the Justice Department would say this has nothing to do with politics. This has everything to do with the law and the need to protect, from what we can see so far, classified material. the tightrope that they are walking right now, what is the chatter within the department about what to do?
Well, you know, I think that the key part right now is that DOJ didn't want this current situation where we're at. By every indication of how they handled this, there was this request that was put in late May that was complied with, the subpoena that was complied with in early June. So they sort of went through the protocols here and tried to avoid coming to this point. But it was at a certain point where there were documents that were being withheld that they felt the need to actually go in and seize them through this search warrant. I don't think this is a case that, you know, DOJ is really gunning to go for, right? Like this idea that it's not necessarily the largest potential case that you could bring against a former president. There are a lot of ways that bringing a case against a former president can divide the country in a lot of ways. So I think that, you know, Merrick Garland is sort of going by the rules and by the book in every way that he can here, and just sort of sticking with what the proper protocols are. And
I love this, right? Hillary Clinton gets away with all this, and then they say there's no difference in the DOJ's investigation of Hunter Biden, of Hillary Clinton, of the president of the United States of America. They had to go in. They had to get these records. I think the majority of Americans right now clearly are not stupid enough to believe that Republicans and Democrats are actually being treated the same exact way. Now, I said this a bad week for the president. Let me give you another example of how the media is starting to just, well, some in the media are tired of looking stupid by defending the indefensible. ABC's Jonathan Carl had the White House press secretary on this weekend and said, isn't it almost Orwellian to act as if the Inflation Reduction Act, which does not actually reduce inflation, is somehow reducing inflation? And the White House press secretary's response was one that was pretty simple. She just said, I appreciate the question. Listen.
But let me ask you, it's called the Inflation Reduction Act. But the Congressional Budget Act Office, which is nonpartisan, said that there would be a negligible impact on inflation this year and barely impact inflation at all next year. I mean, isn't it almost Orwellian? How can you call it Inflation Reduction Act when the nonpartisan experts say it's not going to?
So I appreciate that. I appreciate the question. We've actually addressed this, the CBO. It was the top line number. There's more in there that shows that it will have the money from.
I love this. We appreciate your question. But we've already addressed this. You look deep down in their report, there's some other numbers there. What are those other numbers? I want to know. And listen to her try to explain this away.
Remember how we're doing this, too. It's making sure that billionaires in corporate America are paying their fair share, making sure that that the tax code is a little bit more fair. And so when you do that, when you put it in its totality, you will see that it will bring down, lower the deficit, which will help fight inflation.
Which will help, right? When you get down to all of it, right? So what she's actually saying is that, well, you got to go down in the deep dive of the numbers to look at there being any glimpse of hope. And her explanations of the CBO took none of what she said into account in making their determination, right? So I guess she's got some sort of magic wand that's better than the Congressional Budget Office here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
That's right. Hunter Biden met with his father multiple times while working for a Romanian real estate tycoon accused of mass corruption in an effort that netted Joe Biden's second son and associates, we're now learning, millions of dollars. This coming from sources close to the arrangement, telling exclusively the New York Post. The timing of the meeting between the then vice president and his son have raised questions about the, quote, full truth of the involvement with Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. Now, the calendared gabfest between father and son were found during a search of a laptop hard drive, which Hunter Biden abandoned at that Delaware repair shop in April of 2019. The same laptop the FBI has now and the same laptop the DOJ has, the same laptop with the same stuff that's on it that they could be investigating right now, but they're not because they'll protect Biden at all costs. This also, yet again, flies in the face of the denials from President Joe Biden in the White House and White House press secretary that, quote, he had no part, never discussed his son's overseas business dealings. Well, here's what we now know. Hunter Biden began working for Gabriel in the spring of 2018, insiders are now saying. The Romanian wanted Hunter Biden's help fighting a conviction stemming from his purchase of a 550-acre parcel of government-owned land for a steep discount. Yeah, nothing could be corrupt there, right? Here's the part that's even more shady than that. The former FBI director, Louis Free, was actually hired to help the Romanian tycoon avoid jail time. Nice work, FBI director Louis Free. Emails on the abandoned laptop show that Hunter handled the businessman via his law firm. A person familiar with the arrangements has now said, this is a whistleblower, that the president's son had a side pocket agreement directly with the Romanian businessman that raked in millions of dollars for himself and his associates. Now, this Romanian businessman also hired, as I mentioned a moment ago, the former FBI director, Louis Free, to help the embattled businessman avoid jail time. Free apparently called Hunter Biden directly in July of 2015, just 2 hours before Hunter was scheduled to meet with his dad at the Naval Observatory. The vice president's official residence emails from the laptop also confirm that information. Does it still work for you? Hunter Biden's office manager said in a July 29th email entitled 12 p.m. Call with Louis Free. Quote, I'm going to yoga at 5:15 if you are done with your dad in time, she offered. This isn't a joke, all from the emails that the FBI and the DOJ have right now. Biden family confidant Mark Gettenstein, a longtime donor to the president who worked on the Obama-Biden transition team in 2008, was also enlisted by the efforts from this Romanian man. The search of the laptop also shows this. And again, the DOJ and the FBI have all of this, by the way. All of it. Now, this man, Gettenstein, another one who served as the ambassador to the country from 2009 to 2012, is now the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. He's credited his relationship with Joe Biden for the prestigious Romania Post emails also show. He donated more than $15,000 to Joe Biden's various campaigns, maximum donations, stretching back to the mid-1990s. And in the 1980s, he worked as chief counsel to the Senate Judiciary Committee from 81 to 89, a period when Joe Biden was the top Democratic member. Now you understand how deep the corruption goes within the Biden crime family. I was so taken by the Biden family, I ended up working for them for 13 years. And in some respects, I feel like I have never left, he said in a June 2015 Facebook post eulogizing Beau Biden, who had recently died of brain cancer. That's the Hunter's son, or I should say that's Joe Biden's son he's referencing there. So when this Romanian president came to Washington, D.C. in 2015, guess who hooked up all the meetings? Mark Gettenstein. That's right. He helped facilitate a meeting between the then Vice President Biden and the Romanian leader. Hunter Biden also met with Gettenstein four times in 2015 and 16, with at least some of the meetings coming after he began working for the other corrupt Romanian businessman, frequently huddling with the ambassador at the Four Seasons in Washington, D.C., according to his calendar, the same calendar that the FBI and the DOJ have that they are not acting on. At the request of Eric Swearin, the president of Hunter Biden's investment firm, Rosemont Seneca Partners, Gettenstein put out feelers to see if it was possible, if a possible change to Romanian law could help the corrupt businessman. That's right. He reached out to his diplomatic successor, Hans Klim, and other embassy staff to see what they could pull off. And this is why you pay the Bidens millions of dollars. Quote, just checked with folks in Romania, Gettenstein wrote to Hunter Biden and Swearin on June 9, 2016. Looks like this will not help your client because it is not retroactive, he added on June the 16th. Thanks, Mark. We'll keep this to ourselves, Swearin wrote back to him after receiving the intel. Hunter Biden, Eric Swearin, Gettenstein, and the law partners did not respond to requests for comment over this latest breaking news, right? Why? Because why would you have a response to this shady and corrupt business dealings? Now, what we do know also from Hunter Biden's laptop that the FBI and the DOJ have is that Hunter flew to Romania on an overnight British Airways flight on November the 15th, 2016 for a two-day trip to press on this case of this corrupt businessman with the country's National Anti-Corruption Directorate and was set to have breakfast with Dad. Yeah, with Dad at Joe Biden's official residence at the U.S. Naval Observatory just 2 days after his return. Hunter Biden also enlisted Klim, a career diplomat, with the help of Michael Gottenbeb, a partner at another corrupt law firm where Hunter was also serving as, quote, outside counsel. When Hunter visited Romania, that council member, who was pals with the ambassador, actually set up a meeting between Hunter Biden, himself, Klim, and Klim's wife, emails also show. So you just pay the Bidens and they make meetings happen. It would be just you and me for the meeting, casual over lunch or dinner, just to inform him of the project we are working on. No asks involved, Hunter said to the other lawyer in a November the 11th email, a reference to the case, of course, and the millions being brought in to the Biden crime family. On behalf of Hunter Biden, he even pressed Klim to broker a meeting between those parties involved to see if we can get this resolved. saying, quote, I've reached out to Clem and asked him to help us broker the meeting. He said in a May 19th email to Hunter Biden and other business partners, the embassy has reached out to request the meeting as well. The first question we got back within minutes was whether this was about this case. He wrote them all again the next day. DNA ultimately declined to meet with Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's associate, citing Romanian regulations that prohibit them from meeting to discuss a pending ongoing case. Well, at least there was one person involved in this that had some sort of ethics. Reps for the corrupt individual and his legal team insisted that they reach out to U.S. officials as fast as they can. It is standard and preferred protocol for U.S. lawyers traveling to a foreign country to meet with a foreign government to reach out in advance to the U.S. embassy to seek assistance and advice and to ensure that the embassy is informed of their activities. In fact, the failure to do so should not be considered inappropriate by embassies around the world, is the official response from spokesmen involved with all this. On March the 29th of 2016, we also now know from his laptop that the FBI and the DOJ has are doing nothing with this information, that Hunter Biden met not only with Clem, then the ambassador to Romania, but he did it in Washington, D.C. at an Afghan restaurant called Lepis. On March 30th, his calendar shows yet another meeting at the Naval Observatory. You remember, that's where they whore out the dads. Private residence, right, where the vice president lives, the Naval Observatory, for all the big meetings so they can all get paid. Despite Hunter's efforts, the Romanian man was convicted and sentenced to 7 years in prison, but fled and has been living as an outlaw in England. In the England, while Romanian government continues to try and extradite him back to face justice. He has not responded to comment requests from the New York Post. Hunter Biden is currently facing, as you know, a sprawling federal investigation covering potential tax violations and money laundering. Experts previously told the Post that Hunter Biden's failure to register as a foreign agent was almost certainly a violation of the Federal Foreign Agents Registration Act. And it looks like he was acting on behalf of Romania in this deal as well. Professionals of the State Department, Foreign Services, have the responsibility to represent the interests of the United States government and the American people, not the financial interests of the grifter son of a sitting vice president, is what Senator Ron Johnson said in a statement about this new Romanian expose. Quote, it's now obvious that Joe Biden lied repeatedly to the American people when he said he never discussed business dealings with Hunter. The American people deserve to know the full truth about the financial dealings of Biden Inc., and how those transactions compromise the presidency and possibly members of our foreign services, he added in a new statement today. Staten Island GOP representative, also a member of the House Foreign Relations Committee, vowed the Republicans would get answers and accountability, saying, quote, it's been one disturbing story after another on Hunter Biden's shady association with foreign corrupt entities. The Department of Justice and the FBI won't investigate these countless accusations of corruption and hold the Biden family to account. The House Republicans will. So let me just recap that for you real quick. July 29th of 2015, 12 o'clock call with the former FBI chief, Louis Free, who is representing this corrupt Romanian businessman. Same day, he has a meeting with Joe Biden at his father's U.S. Naval Observatory residence. March 29th, 2016, he's meeting with U.S. Ambassador Romania in Washington, D.C., and then meeting with Joe Biden right afterwards at the U.S. Naval Observatory with him. Fast forward to November 17th. He returns from a trip from Romania, Hunter Biden. And where does he eat breakfast? With his dad at the U.S. Naval Observatory. How do we know all this? We know it all from Hunter Biden's laptop, the same laptop that the FBI and the DOJ have. Romania was the only country involved in all this that wasn't corrupt. They wouldn't do the deal. But even though this guy went to prison, there is another part of this you need to understand. And the other part of it that you need to understand is that they still got paid millions of dollars. Because you don't get paid for success. You get paid for trying. And Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and James Biden made an incredible amount of money from a shady, on-the-run fugitive from Romania that they were willing to represent. And the former FBI director, Louis Free, decided to get paid as well. Yo, but you need to trust the FBI when they raid Donald Trump's home, right? None of these people could be corrupt. The former leader of the FBI, Louis Free, is representing one of the a fugitive who was on the run from Romania after he left the FBI. But never question the FBI, because if you do, we will say that you are a domestic terrorist.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
This Romanian story, I want to be clear, is a new story. It's another one. Now, this story on its own should be enough to have a full-blown investigation to Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and James Biden, the Biden crime family. But this is a new one. And the thing that's so frustrating to me is this is just added on now to a large list. A list, by the way, that keeps getting bigger. Perfect example is last week, the FBI apparently seems only interested in covering up the Hunter Biden investigation, not actually investigating it. Take a listen.
Tonight, we're learning much more about Joe Biden's involvement in his family's overseas influence peddling operation. According to the Daily Mail, which reviewed White House visitor logs, Joe Biden met with two Chinese energy executives in the West Wing of the White House back in July of 2014. Just 4 days after that meeting, the Daily Mail reports, quote, one of the executives emailed Hunter Biden offering his services for $102,000, or willing to give him a $102,000 Fisker sports car, and inviting the VP's son over for a visit. Now, as far as we know, the FBI hasn't looked into any of this. On Capitol Hill yesterday, FBI Director Christopher Wray acknowledged reports that his agency is covering up damaging information about Hunter Biden.
Isn't it true that Agent Tebow, and FBI Supervisory Intelligence Analyst Brian Otan covered up derogatory information about Mr. Hunter Biden?
That when I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling.
Wray is referencing a letter from whistleblowers within the FBI and the DOJ. Julie Kelly has been on this story from the very beginning. She's a senior writer at American Greatness.
And you know, I just got to go back to the FBI director. Does he sound like he's really concerned? As he just described, like, I'm gravely concerned. Do any of you really think he's gravely concerned? Because I'm going to go with no. I'm going to go with I don't believe you. I'm going to go if you are gravely concerned that you would actually, you know, say something or do something that shows that you are gravely concerned. Because call me old school, but actions speak louder than words, right? In fact, there's nothing in here that makes it look like or seem like or sound like you are gravely concerned. There's nothing that you've said so far that makes me look like you guys are going to move forward and take any action. Which goes back to the reporter and what she's about to say. Listen.
And she joins us now. You know, Julie, I've interviewed John Paul MacIsaac, the Delaware computer laptop repairman. He has shown me, he has told me exactly how little interest the FBI has had in Hunter Biden. And it seems that's still the case.
The only interest they have in Hunter Biden is how they can cover up the investigation or lack thereof into his laptop. Christopher Wray yesterday would not even confirm that the FBI has the laptop, even though reportedly they took possession of the device in December of 2019. So we don't know what's going on with that investigation. We know there's a separate tax investigation. But to what Senator Kennedy was talking about, what the FBI is doing is covering up any sort of scandal or criminal incriminating evidence that could be found on this laptop. You had FBI officials go to Senators Grassley and Johnson in August of 2020 to warn them that any reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation.
Remember that. They went without anyone asking them to show up, to give a briefing to the two senators that were looking into this laptop, and then told them that it was probably Russian disinformation, the laptop story, so they could then leak it, okay, to the press, that these two senators had been duped, that they were basically stupid, right? That they had been duped by Russian disinformation. That's why they said it. They set them up, basically, with this meeting. And the meeting was nothing more than a setup to look at them and go, see, I told you so, right? We warned you that this was Russian disinformation. This was an unsolicited briefing to these two senators because they were getting too close to the truth before the election. And when you get too close to the truth before the election, You gotta frame the senators, right? You gotta frame them. You gotta bust them. You gotta make them think, right, that this is they're too stupid to understand that the Russians are playing them as fools. So they went and they met with the senators, and they said, "Senators, you guys are this is Russian disinformation." And then they went to the media and leaked it to undermine those senators and their actual findings and their actual report.
So they're not only burying any sort of investigation, they're actually spinning it in a way that prevents even U.S. senators from looking into the contents of that laptop. Really, and Christopher Wray was deeply disturbed by it. I mean, who is running this agency? He's fully aware of it, and he was highly evasive during the Senate, before the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday.
Highly evasive. Oh, we're looking into it, though, right? That's all that you need to know. We're looking into it. Calm down. We're looking into it. We'll let you know how it goes. We'll call you later and tell you what we find. But we will tell you right away, immediately, that anything you're looking into is Russian disinformation. And if you won't tell the world it's disinformation, we'll leak it to the press, because we've now had a meeting with you, right? Right? We had a meeting with you. We came unsolicited to your office, knocked on your door and said, we need to brief you on Russian disinformation. We know you're looking into this stuff, but don't be fooled. Now, the media will go back and they'll tell you that you must pay attention. You must focus, right? You must listen to them. And if you don't listen to them, we'll just come for you, right? We'll come after you. And if you believe any of these people, you're a liar. If you believe any of these people, you're not paying attention. And by the way, if you criticize the FBI and you don't trust the FBI and you don't trust what they're doing, right, with this raid of Donald Trump, that you are a domestic terrorist, brings it full circle. And you can't scream racist, bigot, homophobe, and all those things anymore. It doesn't stick. It doesn't work anymore. Then what do? You move on to the next thing. And what is the next thing? It's, oh, well, you are an evil person. Right, Peter Strzok, the American public, he said on TV, the American public should trust the FBI in the raid of Mar-a-Lago. You should trust the raid because the FBI is trustworthy. The same guy that said we're going to stop Donald Trump from becoming president while he was an FBI agent. Listen.
The FBI makes mistakes. The church makes mistakes. People make mistakes. They screw up. Should this be any reason for Americans not trust that what the FBI and the DOJ are doing now is in pursuit of protecting classified documents?
Well, Joe, absolutely the American public should trust what the FBI is doing. You know, what's funny is I think back the year and a half that I spent with a team looking at Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. There was no concern. There was no outrage on behalf of any Republican as we used search warrants, as we went out and did a very invasive investigation to try and get to the bottom of what she did or didn't do. So it's not that the FBI is targeting any one side or the other. What you see is the FBI going out on a day-in, day-out basis, objectively investigating allegations of law. It just so happens that the only thing that tends to come up in the right-wing ecosphere, whether in the media or on the Hill or from President Trump, are those things where they take a personal affront because it directly impacts them. There's absolute silence when the FBI is investigating former Secretary Clinton. There's absolute silence when the FBI is doing things that isn't targeting them. So I think this is a one-sided narrative that has been developed and amplified, particularly by President Trump, going back to 2015 and 2016.
Yes, so it's not us. No. We're going to bring on former FBI agent Peter Strzok to weigh in on the department's raid of the former president's home. And Trump described the raid as putting his home under siege in a move that has never happened to a president of the United States of America before. And so let's bring in an expert on why you shouldn't trust the FBI, and he'll tell you why you should trust the FBI. Right? The American public should trust the FBI is doing in seizing documents from Trump's home. The American public should trust what the FBI is doing. You know what? What's funny to think back is that year and a half that I spent with a team looking at Hillary Clinton's use of private email server, he continued, there was no concern. There was no outrage on behalf of any Republican as we used search warrants, as we went out and did a very invasive investigation to try to get to the bottom of what she did or didn't do. You guys, it wasn't invasive. You didn't raid her house. You didn't go get the servers. Hell, she even admitted that she had her employees take hammers to BlackBerries and bleach servers that you guys said you needed. Right? You guys said you needed the servers and they bleached them. Did she get charged with any crime? Of course not. Why would she get charged with a crime? Because there's two sets of rules, folks. There's a set of rules for Republicans and there's a set of rules for Democrats, right? Everybody just chill out is what they're basically telling you, saying, look, you can do whatever you want to do as long as there's a D next to your name. But if you're a Republican, there's going to be hell to pay for anything you do that we don't allow you to do, that we don't give you the green light to do. Make sure you share our podcast, please. Write us a 5-star review so we can reach more people with all this news we're giving you. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep giving it to you each and every day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kiwi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kiwi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.